Raider Show 1036, talking about a move by lawmakers to limit some of the information, namely acquittals, charges dropped from CCAP. They're all public records. And an email from a friend illustrates how people do not understand the issue and don't understand my position. If those records are okay to be public, then let's make Social Security numbers public as well. Let's trust the public. You choose which records are public as well. You just don't want to admit it. Totally doesn't understand the issue at all. Social Security numbers currently are not public record. Okay? Court records are. Even after this change is made, they would still be public records. That's the point. But you would just have to go to the building to get them. You're not changing these from being public records. That's why I oppose this. If you were doing that, I would feel differently about this. But you can still go down to the courthouse and find it. This is to protect you from lazy people. And to protect you from people who you don't think can be trusted with these records. To me, that runs counter to what public records are all about. And Bill Leaders, in testifying against this, actually made a good point. Every prosecutor would have a 100% conviction rate because only convictions would be on there. That's not what the public records currently are. You don't get to go down to the courthouse and just see convictions. You can see everything. If you want to change that, I wouldn't agree with that, but then change everything. Otherwise, you are denying what is currently public records. Social Security numbers aren't. It's not a relevant analogy. Ted in Schofield. Ted, go ahead.
Hi, I'm just going to ask a question and hang up. What I'm looking at is, what is your opinion on people that have not been innocent, not guilty, but have pled no contest?
Okay, that would be a conviction. You're saying they pled no contest?
Correct.
Well, that's a conviction. And under this, it would stay there. So it's not really relevant. Thanks a lot for the call. To Nick and Shauno. Nick, go ahead.
Yeah, how are you today?
Good.
Good. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
The big problem I have with this is that there's no vehicle in the law currently where you can remove that record from. It can't be expunged.
Well, and if you could get it expunged from all records, that's entirely different. But if it's not, and there are some circumstances, in fact, where records are expunged. But
there are, but it's after a conviction. It's not after a charge.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, the record itself isn't expunged. And that's what I think people aren't understanding. You can take it off a CCAP, but it's not expunged. It's still there. It's still a public record.
Yeah, but you're missing my point, Gary.
No, I'm not.
You are.
Okay.
Because you can't have it expunged unless you're convicted.
That's right.
So if I'm convicted of a felony and get it expunged, nobody would ever know it. If I'm charged with a felony,
Nick, it's you that are not getting my point. Nick, you're not getting my point. I completely understand that. But what I'm saying is, if they would change that, that's fine. You can't get it expunged, not from the courthouse, not nowhere. So don't take it off CCAP when you can't get it expunged from the courthouse.
You're missing my point.
You don't get it, and you're not going to, so we're moving on. Paul in Eau Claire. Paul, go ahead.
Yes, Jerry. Now, I don't know if this is true in Wisconsin or not, but I remember what happened out in New York with the gun laws, where you could go to the courthouse, see who had guns,
yes.
And then there was a newspaper that publicly did it for everybody. Now, I don't know if you can go to courthouse and see who has a gun license or not.
No, you can't in Wisconsin.
Well, let's just say the New York case. Would that be okay if somebody ever passed that and said, well, you can go to the courthouse and see who has a gun license and then...
No, because they decided those were public records and they shouldn't be, but that's what the New York law decided. I disagree with that. This is the point.
Well, why
Paul.
Would you?
Paul, hang on. But these are public records, okay? If you want to change them from being public records, that's fine. You don't seem to understand, and most listeners don't seem to understand. That's not what this law does. This limits what are public records that can be made available. If you want to change it that even if you go to the courthouse and you can't find these, that would be a different thing. Do you understand the distinction?
Oh, I understand the distinction, but as I said...
No, you're not. If you're going back to what you just said, then you don't get it. Because No, Paul, then you don't get it. Okay? Let me try one more time. It's almost impossible for people to get this concept. They made those open records. I disagree. These are open records, and this law doesn't change that. It just deprives people from seeing an open record. If you want to make it not an open record, that's a different matter. Now do you understand?
I do understand, but the state doesn't have to put it online.
Okay, but that's what makes it different. That's what makes it different from your gun analogy, because I don't think that should be an open record at all. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It is amazing to me how many people don't understand the issue here. If this bill passes, they will still be open records. I do not think if you own a gun, whether you own a gun should be an open record. I disagree with that. Do people even know why court records are as open and as accessible as they are, even before CCAP, if you've just been out in the courthouse? That was built in early into our justice system's DNA to protect the defendant, so there would be no secret trials. So the actions of the prosecutor, defense attorney, and the judge would all be out in the open. That's why. If you want to change that, I would disagree with that. But if you want to change that, that's one thing. But simply limiting where you can get it, where we put all sorts of other public records online, makes no sense to me. If you want to change what's a public record, that's not what's being debated here. Andy in Wisconsin Rapids. Andy, go ahead.
Yeah, I've got a question. It's a little bit different. I apologize. I haven't been able to listen to your complete show. But my question is, I know my name's on CCAP. I know I've had some problems. Mine started out, basically, I was a business owner, had an employee embezzlement, sold my business, and then had some major health issues. And net, bottom line was, when everything came down, started having a few problems with the IRS, and because I couldn't work, I had tried to work things out with my two creditors. And so I know I'm on CCAP, and I know I'm responsible for it. But here's my problem. Trying to get a job, now that I'm healthy and everything again, I've got a great resume. I've had several first interviews. I don't get beyond the first interview. And I talked with a couple of people I know that are in HR, and they said it's because the first thing they do is go to CCAP.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that part of it isn't fair, and it's the lazy man's way, and I can't buy a job because of it.
And this law wouldn't change that because you actually were convicted, right?
No.
Oh, you weren't convicted.
There are open – all there is there's IRS open
deals.
And those are part of CCAP.
Yeah, they are. Thanks a lot for the call. Yeah, and you're right. It's you just want to be protected from the lazy. All right, Ray in Wausau gets the last word on this. Ray, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. Two thoughts. Would you be opposed to putting a fee for online record searches, you know, a buck or two? That might stop 80 to 90% of people, you know, if they're just fishing for data. The other thought would be, you know, what if there was a place online, like, you know, for your credit report where you could input a comment into your own record?
That second one is really an interesting thought. Now, as for the first one, you actually typically do have to pay some type of fee when you go get the full record of anything from the courthouse. You don't get the full record. In fact, this would open a whole new can of worms. I would argue one of the ways to fix this is to put everything online, not just the boilerplate stuff. The whole criminal complaint, all of the minutes of court, the whole nine yards. That will never happen. All right, we will expose the local media bias of the week in 3 minutes. It's 10:45.
The Jerry Bader Show.